Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest, and welcome to this episode of Rev and Reach, a podcast that's created by PopSpeed Digital Marketing to help you get more ROI from your digital marketing efforts. So, getting started, you spent hours making that reel really pretty and crafting a really wonderful message that you thought was just perfectly written, and you posted it. And nothing happened. Nobody bought anything. Nobody signed up for your course. Nobody filled out the lead form. Did you know that only 57% of marketers actually measure the ROI of their work? Truly measure, like the results that they're getting? Are they hitting the intended targets at the very end of the sales funnel? It always surprises me because honestly, it's not that hard. It just takes a little bit of effort and some information that you can get your hands on pretty easily. So we're going to be talking about why good creative or pretty creative or cute creative isn't always effective and how to fix that. So there's a myth that I would love to crush if we could, that marketing has to be pretty. A lot of people in marketing design for other marketers, not for their customers. A lot of us are surrounded by people in marketing. So we see marketing, we see visuals that are beautiful. We hear a soundtrack that's, you know, sounds really good. We listen to the script or we read the script and it's wonderful. But when it comes to digital marketing, that aesthetic doesn't equal performance. It doesn't equal ROI. You can have the most beautiful setup on your Instagram account. And, you know, I don't think you can do it anymore, but people used to like really look at how their wall looked. You know, how was it lined up and do the visuals all make sense and does it track well? And now they change the shape of those visuals. And now it doesn't matter. You know, when people go to your page, they just see a bunch of images and there's really no rhyme or reason. In fact, for a while there, they were using both square and, you know, vertical rectangular as the standard. Some accounts had square, some had rectangular. So it was kind of a mess. But the brand perception argument that beauty always matters, it doesn't. It doesn't always matter. Sometimes the weirdest visuals, the most bizarre messaging is what will get you results, which it will actually get you what you want. And sometimes in the effort to pretty something up or make it, you know, perfect, you're losing effectiveness because you're losing authenticity. And in today's AI-fueled online culture, authenticity is truly what sells. I predict personally that it's going to get more and more prominent, that if you can put real people in front of a camera and show them warts and all, you know, imperfections and everything, that's where you're going to get your success, because that is, you know, part of what's driving customer confidence. So what actually drives conversions? Couple things. Do you have an offer? Do you have something that you're giving that consumer? Is your audience spelled out? Do you know who you're talking to and are you speaking their language? Are you expressing your message in a way that's really clear, quick, and easy to understand? Give you a quick example. If you have three sentences before you get to the part where you share the benefit to your consumer, then you got to get rid of those first three sentences. You've got to be direct. So is your message not only clear, direct, but is it emotionally relevant? Is there something in it for them? Does it speak to their heart or their need or something that's lacking that they're looking for? And your creative, does your creative amplify those first three things so that you are getting maximum impact for what you're putting out into the, you know, digital ecosystem out there? So testing beats guessing. And if you have an actual running marketing initiative going, testing is pretty easy to do. You're going to start by just looking at your back end and looking at what's happening, digging in and seeing on, you know, what happens when the traffic goes from your email to your social media or from your social media to your website. And then what does that consumer do when they get to your website? It's not that hard to, you know, get the data And with AI tools, you can process the data in a way that is simply amazing. I'll just give you a quick example. This is a sidebar, but you can upload an audience from LinkedIn. Let's say you have 10,000 followers there. You download the audience. You don't get the contact information if you're a page or a company page or a showcase page, but you do get their positions, their industries, their seniority levels, size of the company, type of company, really good data. You upload that into an AI tool and it will tell you who your messaging is resonating with, who's responding the most, where your opportunities are, and even provide some strategies to help you improve on those opportunities. So data is out there. So you can set up tests or you can actually just look at your data and figure out what works. I'll give you an example. This was great. I have a client that targets automotive engineers. What I see with this client is that they have the weirder the creative is, like if it's some weird diagram that only makes sense to engineers because it's so technical and has little symbols and things, and or it's a photo from a laboratory that has some weird piece of metal doing something and then it's doing something else over here, it will get incredible engagement. I mean, amazing engagement that you would not normally see with organic content that's not promoted. And it's really interesting because you start paying attention to that and you do more of that and your page becomes of more value to your audience. So you can test, you can look at your data. It's really important that you know the type of content that your audience responds to so that when you, you know, have an action that you want them to take to move them down that sales funnel, you know what it is that moves them. So the metrics that matter, likes, saves, reach, impressions, they're great numbers. They really are. But the things you want to look at even more closely is the click-through rate, how many people are actually choosing to take action, like click through to see the website or, you know, go visit or download some type of a white paper or PDF, you know, booklet. What is the cost per lead? If you're promoting, you really want to make sure that you're following that cost per lead and measuring it against your competitors and your past efforts. The conversion rate, what percentage of people actually decide to make the purchase or submit the lead form or submit the contact form, and then your ROI, true ROI. We spent this much money. We got this many leads. That tells you, you divide one by the other, you know, the money by the number of leads, and it gets you a cost, you know, that this is how much that cost you. And it, you don't have to be a data scientist to read the data. You need to be able to look into the Meta Ads Manager, the Meta backend. If you are not a Meta backend person, there are very basic courses out there you can take. I don't have any, I work in it, so I don't look into the courses, but they're out there, I assure you. Look on YouTube. Google Analytics 4, you have to know about UTM tracking and CRM tie-ins, how email can tie into those social metrics and those website metrics so that they're all working together. So there's a little bit of training you might need if you're going to be doing this yourself, or you hire the experts, which is what we like to do when we get deep into something like SEOing for local businesses to get into the, you know, the map set and things like that. We call on an expert that does that all the time to do that for us. So you can try to do it yourself, learn. There are tools out there that will get you started, or, you know, hire it out, which, you know, you got to figure out what works for you. So how do you make creative that converts? Couple things. One of the things that we see all the time is a lack of clarity. There's a four C's kind of thing that we look at: clarity, credibility, contrast, and a call to action. Your clarity, you want one message and you want that consumer to do one thing. Do not put two and three things in one piece of messaging in digital. If it's a newsletter, maybe you've got two stories. Don't try to cram 10 stories in, because, you know, one goal, one message is what's going to stop the consumer from getting overwhelmed by you're trying to shove too much down their throat. Clarity is really important. Get to the point quickly. Consumers don't have a lot of time these days. They don't take a lot of time to read things that come their way. Credibility, real people. I mentioned that earlier. Authenticity, quotes, real quotes. If the grammar is not great, that's okay. If you have a consumer that will go on camera and say, "Oh my gosh, say you're a dentist. My new smile has me just grinning all the time. I got a new job and I have a new boyfriend now too. You know, if you can get a testimonial from someone on video, take it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be compelling. And matter of fact, imperfections help ensure that your content mimics what their friends and family share. I love to remind people that when you're out on digital, whether it's emails or, you know, your website or your social media, most importantly, you want to be authentic. People do not want to read, you know, business language about a service or a product that is used by them personally. They want you to talk to them like they talk to each other. And on social media, what resonates is content that mimics what their friends and family share. We do not go to social media to see ads. So when ads pop up, we keep scrolling. So think about that. Be real, share real results, testimonials, real people. Contrast, you want to stand out from what's out there. So I'm kind of telling you to fit in and at the same time stand out. What I mean by that is by being really authentic, you will stand out. And if you can add like color, bright color, if you use text, make it bold, easy to read, few words, make sure that it stands out in their feed in a way that is compelling and not too commercial, right? It can be a balance, but you can find it. There is a way to find that balance. The call to action, always include a call to action. That is a personal preference. You will talk to marketers out there that say you shouldn't ask for something from your consumer every single time you present communication to them. I would say you would want to allow those who want to go further to go further. So if you don't include a CTA in a link or, you know, a way for them to connect to you, you're taking away the opportunity from those who may want to move forward. So always have a call to action in your content. So I would actually say, you know, before you launch an ad or a piece of content, ask, is it clear? Is it credible/authentic? Does it stand out, have contrast? And is there a CTA? What do you want them to do? And is that CTA really clear? Some of the things that you can do in email to test conversion is, you know, subject line testing. A lot of the platforms do that. You can do A/B testing with creative. You can do multiple pieces of creative, test them against each other on most of the platforms. So that's another way that you can figure out what converts and make sure that your money is going behind the content that converts, not just any content. So anyway, that's what I've got for you. That's a lot to digest. We typically turn these podcasts into blogs on the website at popspeeddigital.com. So you'll find also the transcript on our website and I believe on the podcast platforms as well. So remember, cute gets attention, but clarity gets sales. So if you can keep that in mind, that's going to really help you. I would love it if you would go back to your top performing ad. This is a challenge for those of you who are actively promoting on social media. Go back to your last ad and ask yourself which ones are highest performing, and was it your favorite or was it your best performing, or were they the same thing? Because sometimes what you find is the one that you think would do wonderfully fails miserably. And the one that you least expect it, and in some cases, I just had this happen, the ugliest visual. I had the ugliest visual. And I went, watch, these engineers are going to go wild. We had like hundreds of likes on the LinkedIn post from this, what I thought was rather unattractive image, but they loved it. So, you know, take a look at your ads, see what you think, give some thought to what we've talked about here today. And if you want to know more about PopSpeed Digital Marketing, you can go to our website at popspeeddigital.com. And I am an open networker on LinkedIn and would love to hear from you. So mention that you listen to Rev and Reach, and I would love to connect there too. So take care. We will be back with more helpful information to help you get more ROI from your digital marketing very soon. Take care.